NC Tow Company.
Hey, is Tony in by chance?
He's not available. I can take a message.
Okay, yeah, before you do that, is there a better time to catch him or kind of hit and miss?
Yeah. Can I take a message?
Yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff. Before you do that, does he possibly have anybody else that helps him out with financing over there, or is that still just him?
We don't really need any need for that right now. They won't be buying any machines in the near future.
Okay, did you guys just recently bring some on over there?
Did we what?
Did you guys just happen to recently bring some on over there?
We bought a lot of machines the year before last, so it'll be a while before we do that again.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I had a couple different offers I had sent Tony, so that's why I was just trying to get back in touch with him here and follow up with him on those.
Alrighty.
Are you pretty familiar with that, it sounds like? You help him out with most of that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So are you familiar with some work you did over there through TCF for some equipment a couple of years back then?
Yeah, I remember the TCF.
TCF? Okay, yeah. Well, based off that relationship you had with those guys, like I said, we had you pre-approved. I know you don't have any needs, but for some equipment, but also for some capital, too. So just wanted to touch base and really see how business was going for you this summer.
That's not a need right now, either.
Not a need right now, either. Okay. Is there a normal time of year you guys do look to do stuff like that, or is that kind of just like on an as-needed basis?
As needed, yes.
As needed, okay. So other than that, do you guys is there a typical time of year you do usually finance or like a certain bank you normally go with?
We do a lot with the local bank.
Your local bank, okay. Well, yeah, the reason I just bring that up is we have a couple different things over here, so just wanted to make sure, yeah, kind of all your avenues are filled. Didn't want to mess with any of those relationships or whatnot. But alrighty there. So are you guys just like sales been increasing since last year? With those new machines brought on?
It's starting to pick up a little bit.
Okay. Is it like later on in the year normally a busier time for you guys, or how does that work out?
It's been pretty unpredictable.
Yeah, that's how most of manufacturers are, right? Kind of fluctuating just with the times there, seems like. Alrighty. Well, I know you guys don't have much going on. And is there maybe any other plans for future growth coming up, would you say?
Not that I'm aware of right now.
Okay. And so how many machines are you guys up to total now in the machine shop?
Lord, I couldn't even begin to guess. It's quite a few out there.
Quite a few. Okay. Do you know how many CNC machines you guys have running?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 or 10.
8 or 10. Oh wow. So that's a pretty good thing. So, who are the majority of your customers for those bigger contracts?
It's mostly local business.
Local business, okay. What do you guys normally, what's your most common thing you guys are manufacturing out of there?
It's pretty wide spectrum. I guess it would mostly be component parts.
Okay. Just little kind of miscellaneous items then, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long, if you don't want me asking, how long you guys been doing that over there? It sounds like you got pretty well established.
Our partner started NC Tool in 1969.
Oh, wow.
Incorporated in 1979, and he retired in 1999, and we moved locations at that time.
Okay, and that's, so now you guys are over in Waynesboro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the partner and you and you guys started it together, kind of, and then you guys bought him out in 1999?
We did buy him out, but we were brought in later.
Oh, you brought in later, okay. And, oh, that's sweet. So you guys have still been there for quite some time, most of the life, it seems like. That's pretty cool. How so? Is you guys have probably changed quite a bit since the early days over there, huh? Grown substantially. Okay. How many machines did you guys originally start off with?
Wow. I guess he bought his first true CNC the early 90s.
Okay.
He had a couple retrofits before that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he had a lot, and then they bought the first true CNC, and they've just pretty much kept going that way since then.
Yeah, well, sounds like you guys are going in the right direction, though. All, you know, still increasing your production, it sounds like, bringing on new machines whenever you guys get the chance. That's great to hear. What I could do is I can, you know, maybe grab your email here and shoot you a quick note. That way, if something does pop up, you can always reach out and see what I can do for you.
Okay.
All right, yeah, what's a good one for you?
Mary.Tabor, T-A-B-O-R, at nctool, V-A, V-A like Virginia, .com.
And was tool plural or singular there?
Singular.
Singular, okay, cool. Alrighty, well, Mary, I'll shoot you a email over real quick after we get off the phone here, and kind of just have a summary of what we can do. And then if you ever have any needs, go ahead and reach out. If not, I'll just give you a call and see how everything's going over there. Maybe once a quarter or so.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, good talking to you, and have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.